Standing right in the middle of 1 Samuel chapter 6 are two milk cows. What's going on with them? Well, this is actually the main part of the story, the climax of chapters 4 through 7. All eyes are focused on what happens with these milk cows. The milk cow scenario is presented by the Philistines as a way to determine whether or not it was the God of the Israelites who had been afflicting them. So they stacked the deck, so to speak, against God in this way. Two cows who have never had a yoke on either of them would probably never walk in tandem with one another. They would buck and kick and jump, trying to throw off that yoke. Additionally, they were to pull not just some bags of grain laying in a cart. They were pulling the cart that contained the Ark of God, of which the Philistines rightly associated with God himself. But add to that, these were milk cows. In other words, they were mamas who had just had babies who still needed to nurse. But the babies were penned up back at the home while the mamas were having a yoke tied around their shoulders. Now, I don't know a lot about farming and cows, but under some of the fine tutelage of the men in my church, I learned firsthand that you do not separate a mama from her calf. And if you attempt such foolishness, that mama was going to try and go right through whatever she needed to go through to get to her baby. So two factors of great unlikeliness. Putting a yoke on two cows that had never been yoked before, expecting them to pull and walk in the same direction, carrying powerful cargo. And the second factor, these cows were mamas who wanted to be with their babies. And this is what we read in the text, beginning in verse 12. And the cows went straight in the direction of Beth Shemesh along the highway, lowing as they went. They turned neither to the right nor to the left. When we see that the milk cows passed the test of what the Philistines set up, we don't need to look at it in some way that makes us say they cracked the code of getting God off their back. That's not what's going on at all. But rather, God is being merciful to them in lifting his hand of wrath for a time so that they might know that it was truly God who was against them. In other words, the Philistines become a witness against themselves in that they said, if the cows do this one thing, then we will know that it was God who was overpowering us and our land and our own gods. So the Philistines set up an impossible test. They wanted the cows to go crazy. They wanted the Ark of the Covenant to fall off the cart. They wanted to be relieved of their fear of the God of the Israelites and be able to say, see, I told you there was nothing really to fear at all. It was all coincidence. But God guides the cows to do exactly as he sees fit, guiding them with his hidden hand of providence in order to show the Philistines his mercy by lifting from them the plagues of tumors. These mama cows, having never been yoked, much less yoked together, well, they travel about 10 miles from Ashdod to Beth Shemesh, staying in the road, not wandering around, with no driver yelling or whipping them, and they are lowing as they go, which was a sound of disgruntledness. That word lowing means to have a strong aversion to something. So the cows are voicing their displeasure and aversion to this whole scenario, and yet they were doing exactly the opposite of what their nature wanted to do. Why? Because God was powerfully in control, and God wanted to show once again to the Philistines his power and his mercy. He's still showing mercy and power today if you have eyes to see. As you pray today, please remember Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in the Cape Verde Islands. And also remember the Matamwe Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.